The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus was driving out a demon that was mute. And when the demon had gone out, the mute man spoke, and the crowds were amazed. Some of them said, "By the power of Beelzebul, the prince of demons, he drives out demons." And others, to test him, asked him for a sign from heaven. But he knew their thoughts and said to them, "Every kingdom divided against itself will be laid waste, and house will fall against house. And if Satan is divided against himself, how will his kingdom stand? For you say that it is by Beelzebul that I drive out demons. If I then drive out demons by Beelzebul, by whom do your own people drive them out? Therefore, they will be your judges. But if it is by the finger of God that I drive out demons, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. When a strong man, fully armed, guards his palace, his possessions are safe. But when one stronger than he attacks and overcomes him, he takes away the armor on which he relied and distributes the spoils. Whoever is not with me is against me, and whoever does not gather with me scatters." The Gospel of the Lord. Well, in the readings this morning, we could pick on many, many things. There's lots of subject for thought, and but eventually we can see how all the readings join up, and I love that phrase in the first reading there from Jeremiah about people who will not listen. They have stiffened their necks. I presume you come across people like that. And then the response to the psalm, "If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts." We can see, that is so prevalent in society today. People whose hearts are hardened, no matter what you try or how hard you try, you cannot just get through. And then it comes to the reading from the Gospel this morning, and to today, it seems to be very, very, trying to think of the right word, very unfashionable to talk about Satan or about the devil. I think I get the impression, that many, many people don't believe in the devil or believe in Satan. Well, evil spirits are very, 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 very real, very real. And why do I say that? Well, there are people, many people today, and maybe they're not even aware of it, but they are really possessed by evil spirits. A better word I was thinking this morning would be trapped, trapped in a way of life, just absolutely trapped. And I was reading recently that there's a hierarchy among evil spirits. And so, for example, you might think the worst evil spirit is the spirit of murder. It's not. The worst, way above that, is what? The spirit of bitterness. And that makes sense, huh? And there are so many people today so embittered, full of bitterness towards life. And those poor people are really trapped, you know, possessed. There are people totally today, totally possessed by the evil spirit of pornography. And when you get trapped in that, believe me, it's hard to get out of it. I'm saying this from my experience of confession and so on. So many people today are trapped in things. And one of the worst, and it all begins, I think, one of the worst spirit of evil is, and many of us suffer from this, is self-hatred. Self-hatred. I am not a good person. I am not a worthwhile person. And if that is your attitude, well, you're trapped. And you're going to be wide open. And I mean wide open. Doors totally open to spirits of evil. If you're down there and you have no self-worth, and you see yourself as a worthless person, your doors are wide open to the entry of evil spirits. And it's something maybe that a lot of people are not aware of. And Jesus gives the answer to that in the gospel this morning. But by whose authority do you do these things? Do you heal people? And it comes up by the fact that I am in union with God, in union with my Father. And so we got to work at that in our lives, you know, and be careful about that. We can very, 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 very easily get trapped. And believe me, many, many people today are trapped, you know, spirit of bitterness, hatred, lack of forgiveness, all those things. And the ultimate result and the final analysis of all those things is you're an unhappy person. And when you are totally unhappy and down there, you're wide open. You're wide open to the spirits of evil.